Al-Bayan Radio presents a short biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, presented by Sheikh Arshad Khan.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. I welcome you to the 21st lesson to the new series entitled A Short Biography of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this lesson, we will learn about the weapons of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Prophet ﷺ died, his weapons were given to the Muslims, to the Muslim treasury. This is because the Prophets do not leave behind any heirs, any people that inherit from him. The Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith in Sahih Muslim, we do not have any heirs. What we leave behind is a charitable endowment. Endowment is a charity that is ongoing. His nine wives did not inherit anything from him, nor did his children or uncles. His uncle Abbas remained alive after him, but he did not take any of his possessions. So the spears, subhanAllah, the Prophet ﷺ had three spears which he acquired from the weapons of the Banu Qaynuqa. Bows, he had three bows, and he named each one of his bows. The names of his bows were Rawha, Ashawhat, and Safra. So subhanAllah, in the previous lesson we learnt about the names of the animals of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even the goats. Now we learn about the bows that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he had, and he had three, and each one of them had a name. And as we mentioned previously, that this was the custom of the Arabs in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they would name their possessions. He had a shield. He had a shield that contained an image of a ram's head. He hated this image. One morning he awoke to find that Allah, the Exalted, had removed the image from his shield. And this was from the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He supplicated to Allah to remove the image. And the next morning when he awoke, the image on his shield was gone. This has been mentioned by Imam al-Tabari. Swords. His swords, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had a sword and he named it Dhul-Fiqar, acquired from the spoils of war at Badr. He had a vision about this sword before the battle of Uhud. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, Sahih Bukhari, I saw in a dream that I moved a sword and its blade broke, and that it symbolized casualties, and the believers suffered on the day of Uhud. Then I moved it again and it became better than what it was before, and that it symbolized the conquest of Mecca, that Allah helped us to achieve, and the unity of the believers. I also saw cows in the dream, and what Allah does is always beneficial. Those cows appeared to symbolize the faithful believers martyred on the day of Uhud. The event took place just as he saw in his dream, and he had three swords from Bani Qaynuqa, and these three swords had names as well. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu said in a hadith which is mentioned in Sunan al-Nasa'i, the metallic end, Anas relates, and he said, the metallic end of the scabbard of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was of silver and pommel. Pommel is a rounded knob on the end of a sword's handle. So the metallic end of the scabbard of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was of silver and pommel. Of his sword was the pommel of his sword was silver, and in between were rings of silver. So subhanAllah, even the description of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sword is mentioned in Sunan al-Nasa'i. And this shows the permissibility of a man putting silver on his sword. His armor, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companion, As-Sa'ib ibn Yazid, said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wore two coats of mail on the day of Uhud, one over the other. And this is in Sunan ibn Majah. And this shows again the obligation of utilizing the means, and doing so does not negate relying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wore coats of armor during the battles of Uhud and Khaybar, thus those who abandon the proper means are in error. So in the hadith of As-Sa'ib ibn Yazid, it is shown that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always took the means, and even though he was a prophet of Allah, he took the means and placed his tawakkul and trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what the Muslims are required to do, to place their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by taking the means in any aspect of their lives. This is the conclusion of the 21st lesson. Please join us again for lesson number 22, in which we'll talk about his physical attributes. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.